Hello, everyone, and welcome back to CC Airwaves. My name is Paige Matillo, and I'm here with my co-host, Joel Hansel.
Good morning, Paige.
Good morning to you, too. So for our listeners, we actually sent out a survey a few months ago because we wanted to hear what you guys wanted us to talk about. And we actually had an overwhelming response of people saying that they wanted us to talk more about grief. So today we're going to be starting a new segment where we focus on one frequently asked question about grief. And we just discuss it and we kind of tell you a little bit more about it. So today we're going to be focusing on how long does grief last? So to start, grief is a natural response to loss. So while we mainly focus on the loss of a loved one, you can really experience grief after losing your job, a relationship, or an object that you really cherished. And I know a lot of people won't like this answer, but there is no exact timeline for how long grief lasts or, you know, how long you'll be feeling that way. So I know it's not what you want to hear, but it is the truth.
Well, grieving is an individual process anyways.
That is true.
So it's going to vary by person to person. And they're going to experience grief in different ways. And they're going to come in different phases. So to actually try to pinpoint when your grief is going to end, you can't do it because every person's different. And every person's going to go through a process and different feelings with their grief. Yeah, there is really no, like as Paige said, no set duration or time period for grief. It will come and go in waves. It's just over time, those waves would become less
intense.
Frequent and intense.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And I think it's really important that you don't compare yourself to other people who are grieving. So I know that's something that I do, and this is in the context of social media, is you look at someone's life, you see how great they're doing, and you're like, wow, I'm not doing that great. We're the same age, or, you know, we're from the same area, we have the same job, but they're excelling. And that can be, you know, an example that you use for grief. You know, you see someone who maybe lost a loved one, and they're out and about, they're smiling, they're happy. And that's how they could be acting on the outside, but on the inside, they really could be struggling, but, you know, putting on that face, putting on that facade. And so you shouldn't compare yourself to other people. You just have to, you know, take into account how you're feeling and what you're doing to deal with your grief. And I really liked what you said, Joel, about how it changes over time and how certain periods may feel more intense because, you know, holidays, anniversaries, birthdays, those are when people tend to feel more grief than at other times during the year.
We've actually talked to Rhonda Abrams, our bereavement coordinator, over the history of this podcast about grief. And we've talked about things like what to expect during the first years of grief. We talked about things like managing grief at special occasions throughout the year. And yes, those are times when those waves can come up to the surface and really affect people. But we're talking how long does grief last? And we talked, you know, again with Rhonda about the first year. And within that first year, you could see improvement in symptoms. It'll take 6 months to a year to 2 years to see improvement in your symptoms. There are certain feelings that would accompany your grief during that particular period of time. You could feel empty. You would have the inability to feel joy. You would have trouble sleeping or eating. You might feel anger or sadness during that period of time. That's just a baseline for you, really. And as you work through those feelings, you know, one of the things Rhonda always said was to be gentle with yourself as you're going through this, and you can work through those different feelings that you're going to accompany, that you're feeling in that first 6 to 12 to 18 months, simply by doing small things for yourself. Some journaling helps. I know we've talked a lot about journaling. We've talked a lot about self-care, making sure you get sleep,
We went over a few examples in our latest episode, which was New Year's resolutions for grievers. New Year's resolutions,
absolutely.
So while I was researching grief, I actually came across some images, and one of them was of the Tonkin's model. So the Tonkin's model is basically based off of a mother who drew pictures of what she thought her grief would look like after she lost her child. So she drew it as her holding this big circle, but then as it went, you know, as the years moved on, the grief kept getting smaller, and that's not what she experienced. So she drew it as the circle was the same size, the circle indicating the size of her grief, but she was growing around it. And that's a big thing that I have heard when people talk about how long does grief last, is that even though it doesn't last, you know, a certain amount of time, you learn to grow around it. Your grief doesn't get smaller. Your life just gets bigger. You get more filled with experience and moments and people and, you know, new things, and you eventually become bigger than it. And even though it stays the same size, you change, essentially.
It's basically always there.
Yes.
The grief is always there.
Exactly. It doesn't diminish. It doesn't vanish. And it's completely normal to still feel grief years later after, you know, you lost someone that you loved.
Sure.
But it's just life. You know, you get new things, you learn, you meet new people, and then
you try a new hobby. Yeah. You go to a support group.
Exactly.
And you meet new people, and you fill your life with
other things,
experiences and new joys. But it doesn't mean that the grief goes away.
And it doesn't mean that you don't love that person just as much. You're not forgetting them.
It's a great model. It's really the first time I've ever heard that. I really kind of like that.
I like it too. I might have to share it with Rhonda Abrams. I don't really know if she probably already knows it since she's our bereavement coordinator, but who's to say? I actually got that from What's Your Grief, their website. We had their founder, Litsa Williams, on a couple months ago, and she was on our Inspiring Stories of Healing and Hope series, where she discussed the loss of her brother-in-law, the loss of her father, and how it led her to make that online community. So that's, you know, she kind of explained it to me really well, too, I believe, on that episode. So that might not have been the only time I heard it, which is why I understand it so well.
As we said earlier in this episode, the grief is different for everybody. So some people might actually need to seek some professional help if they're having a hard time making sense of their loss, or if they're feeling overwhelmed, or if they're having some traumatic response in addition to the grief, or they might be turning to unhealthy coping strategies. Maybe they picked up a drinking habit, or they're not eating.
They're avoiding their family and friends.
You also might need to seek some professional help if you find yourself experiencing complicated grief, which is something Rhonda's talked about also. But complicated grief is when the feelings of loss and the painful emotions are so long-lasting and debilitating, and they don't improve over time. You might actually need to see some professional help.
And at the Catholic Cemeteries Association, we actually offer grief support groups. We have the ones that meet in person. We have them that meet online. And they meet once a month, and they always cover a different topic. So I believe the June topic is actually the loss of a spouse and grieving a non-death-related loss. And it's a great way to be surrounded by people who understand what you're going through and just to find comfort, really. There's also other resources that we offer. So, for example, our podcast, CC Airwaves, as Joel mentioned, we've had Rhonda on before. She's talked about many things about grief, especially how to handle the first year after a loss. And we have our blog site, which is called Faith, Hope, and Remembrance. I will link it in the description. But we have many blogs that focus on grief, grief surrounding holidays, grief surrounding anniversaries, just different ways that you can cope, and I believe that it's a great resource. In addition, we also have our bereavement bulletin that Rhonda writes every single month. You can sign up for that in the description below. And there's also a ton of online resources such as What's Your Grief, Cornerstone of Hope, and others. So if you have any questions about grief and you'd like us to answer them, please email us at podcast@cleceum.org. Stay tuned for our episode next week where we interview Teresa Tamayo for our series, Inspiring Stories of Healing and Hope, where we talk about the loss of her mother and how it led her to write a new book.
Until then, take care, everyone.